On this day in 1962, a young Christopher Rouse attended the opening concert of Lincoln Center. Aaron Copland's serial work, Connotations, was on the program, and Rouse wrote a letter to Copland, who would become a mentor to the young composer. Rouse said that he found the piece interesting, and that he, unlike the rest of his family, enjoyed it. Rouse followed in Copland's footsteps to become a giant in the American symphonic canon. Christopher Rouse died this weekend at the age of 70 from complications of renal cancer. The composer was still active, with the premiere of his 6th symphony approaching this October at the Cincinnati Symphony. The Nashville Symphony recently recorded Rouse's 5th symphony and concerto for orchestra for an upcoming release. Conductor Giancarlo Guerrero called Christopher Rouse one of the great giants of American music. In a conversation with 91 Classical's podcast, Classically Speaking, Christopher Rouse reflected on his decorated career, which included a Grammy Award as well as the 1993 Pulitzer Prize in Music. Rouse described one of his early goals as curing music of what he called the slows.
What I was doing mostly in the late 70s and early 80s was trying to bring back the allegro. And with that, to bring back this kind of muscular, rite of spring-like quality, you know, a certain degree of just this kind of visceral excitement that comes from loud, fast music.
Rouse was known for a broad and general loudness in scores that included fortissimo spelled with 6 Fs instead of the usual 2. He enjoyed recounting his early decision to pursue composition.
I had decided to become a composer when I was 6 and then proceeded not to write any music. I never learned to play an instrument. I didn't study music theory. I mean, I did it all wrong.
His list of proclaimed influences included early American symphonists like William Schumann and Walter Piston. Rouse also loved rock, often praising the work of Roger McGuinn and Paul Simon, and even composing a percussion ensemble piece titled Bonham. Rouse's music frequently paid homage to his predecessors. His trombone concerto, dedicated to the memory of Leonard Bernstein, quotes Bernstein's Kaddish Symphony. And his 5th symphony begins in tribute to Beethoven's with the short, 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 long rhythmic fate motive.
One of the real pleasures in life for me is to thank people who have created things that have made such a difference in my life. And sometimes you're lucky enough, if it's someone who's alive, to be able to thank them personally. And if not, you maybe make a little omaggio to them, a little tip of the cap in what you create.
When asked how a young composer should begin their career, Rouse laughingly advised against starting as lackadaisically as he did, and also warned against composing as a search for fame or stardom.
You do it because you have to. And I always tell students, look, if there's something else you can imagine doing and, you know, feeling happy and fulfilled doing besides composing, go do that. Because composing is incredibly challenging, sometimes agonizing, very, very difficult, usually not very remunerative. You know, I say sometimes, because I do, I hate composing. I despise it. I'm absolutely miserable when I'm composing, and I will come up with any rationale that I can to avoid it. Oh, that movie opens today. I've got to go see it. Ball game on, you know, whatever. Anything to not compose. But if somebody says, well, why do you do it then? My answer is because the only thing worse than composing is not composing. We are impelled. We realize that that is why we are here on this planet, is to create music.
Christopher Rouse is survived by his wife, Natasha, his 2 children, and 3 grandchildren, and his influence surely lives on through the students in his 4-decade teaching career. For Nashville Public Radio's 91 Classical, I'm Colleen Phelps.